Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about homeless is fun. Well, let's go. Yes, I found these clips about a guy that goes around interviewing homeless people. Well, bums. Me personally, I hate and despise homeless people for the simple fact that they're street urchins and all they do is steal. Yes, where I work, because I do sales, sometimes I come encounter with homeless people, and I do have to interact with them once in a while. But yeah, I really hate them, because they're fucking dirty, they're stupid. Well, not stupid per se, they're just conniving. And so they have a certain amount of intelligence. It's just for stupid, evil things, in my opinion. Well, let me bring you the clip, so you can see what I mean. Yes, look at this lovely lady. She's supposed to be homeless. Whoa, she's not really a she. If you can't tell, this is a Decepticon. Yep. Transformers, more than meets the eye. Well, anyways, let this shim person say their story.
Hey, people make a choice. I do make a choice if I choose to share myself. I'm an independent proprietor, meaning that
Yes, in case you don't know, this person is a prostitute. Yes, this motherfucker gives you blowjobs for a couple of bucks. Yes, so have fun.
Whatever I have to do, but I try to do as little harm as possible. I allow the person before this so they could get where I was, so I could bring these back, which may not always be used even by myself, even though I always promoted it, to urinate on my face.
Yeah, you let people pee on you? I actually had an ex-girlfriend. She was into getting peed on. She loved that shit. Oh yeah, she had me pee in her face, inside her mouth. Yeah, and go down her titties and all that shit. She was a sick puppy, but so is this person. But yeah, that chick was a fucking pretty chick. Well, that's a story from another day.
Do you ever feel almost like this pressure to do those things to get by, even if you don't want to?
Some ways.
You're offering a service yourself, but it's not.
It's implied. So do I think that at times that people may change the circumstances?
In case you don't know what this dude means, it means that the guys could get really rough. Yeah, your Johns will beat the shit out of you. Yeah, you're turning the trick and then you get your ass fucked. But it's not a good thing, right? But you have to pay the bill somehow, right? But, I'd rather do other things than sell my ass. But, you know, it is what it is. It's just sad that people do some fucked up things just because they need money. Yeah, or they've been abused. Cause I bet this tranny person had some fucked up childhood trauma. Cause yeah, this thing doesn't happen just because. But that's something else, right? Let's continue.
To then press a person into having to be reduced to that. Yes. Some of that even may be driven by my own choices.
And that's just
in fairness and honesty.
It is.
You see what I mean? I bet you this fool has some kind of childhood trauma. That's why he's doing what he's doing. Yeah, no normal person would do this, in my opinion, but I guess I'm pretty fucked up myself. I don't wear no dress or nothing like that, but I guess I'm fucked up in different ways. Anyways, let's continue with the story.
I'm so sorry. I mean, and that unfortunately is the reality of the streets sometimes.
The reality of the streets is that some of my choices I make. Sometimes you may think it's about the dope. It's not. I'm not gotten intoxicated today. I'm still doing what I do. It's just hard to get people to help. They're afraid of getting in trouble. There's a lot of risk, right?
Yes, but unfortunately there's some people you can't help. No matter how much you try, they keep going down and down the drain. Yes, and if you try to help them, then guess what? You'll go down with them. So sometimes you're better off cutting your losses. That's just my experience with people. Because every time I help people, I end up getting fucked in the ass. And I say, fuck that shit. That's just how I see things, but you tell me your opinion.
If you go against the grain of your society, whatever it is, your comfort level, then and there can be consequences, and sometimes people aren't always willing to pay that.
I think that's got to be the scariest thing with the risk is you don't know who you're invited into your private space.
Yes, be careful who you invite into your inner sanctum, because they might be some fucked up degenerates, just saying.
Unless they're a regular, and that can be really scary.
Maybe if they are a regular, can they not be? Can your brother or your sister not turn on you?
Yeah, this tranny is right. It's fucked up when strangers fuck you over, but when someone close to you burns you? That's some fucked up shit. That's like more... Betrayal is real fucked up. Yeah, and especially if it's your brother or sister. Yeah, I'm assuming this tranny suffered some kind of trauma like that. But you're not gonna know from this clip if you don't say anything, right? Well, let's continue.
Friend not turn on you?
And does that sometimes happen, the unpredictability piece? Someone you thought you trusted? Sorry.
Of you see, someone close to him fucked him over. I feel your pain.
Vice versa.
Can I buy you a soda or something?
I would love that. Thank you very much. I'm going to take some of these supplies up there that night.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, after you offered to buy a soda for the tranny's going to steal your shit that you had right there under your dashboard or whatever. Good job. After you help them, they take your shit. That's not cool. That's why I don't like bums. But then, that's me being a dick, I guess. But whatever, right? Let's continue with the story.
Oh, so because they're transgender and stealing, the staff will not address it.
They knew who it is.
Yes, trannies, like, they're kind of ambiguous. They use that to their advantage so they could do whatever they want. Yes, at work, probably like a few weeks ago, I had one tranny that was trying to steal shit. Oh yeah, asked me to open a cage for them and all that shit. I opened and they tried to take off with it. It's like, nope, I grabbed it and said, oh, come on here, let's go pay for it right here. And nope, they were right there waiting, and then they just walked away. Like, you piece of shit, go fuck off, you fucking weirdo. I don't need your fucking money, you didn't even have any. So, goodbye. Well, the good thing about these people is that sooner or later, they find out that they mutilated themselves and they can't go back. So then, guess what happens to them? Correct, they self-destruct. And as they should. That's what you get for being stupid, right? Ha ha. Yes, the less that they breed, the less people you have to fight later. So it's a winner-winner chicken dinner, in my opinion, right?
Go the right way. Well, how much more shit is gonna have to get stolen?
Because
now we're fucking with, like, me and my sister not being able to eat.
That's your sister? And she's a female, huh? Well, good thing that she hasn't prostituted herself yet. Really? Well, maybe she already has. You never know how long they've been on the streets. Yeah, sooner or later they start turning tricks. Yes, you give them $5 and these people will do all kinds of shit. And the good thing is they have no teeth because they rotted away. So, you know, you get that good glack, 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 glack. Anyways, let's see what other bullshit they say.
Now that's... start fucking with that, and that's not...
So that's interesting. The person who identifies as transgender stole from others and you guys are now without food.
They know
and
who it is.
Staff are aware of it, but won't do anything because...
Yeah, I'm surprised you people have informed the posse and start lynching this creature. Yeah, will you let your people get stolen from? Yeah, a bunch of you bums could get together and, you know, do your thing. But you guys won't because you guys are scared. It's like, why should you care? You're bums. So... what the fuck, right? Just saying.
Because they're transgender.
They don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they don't want to offend anybody.
You don't want to offend people, but yet it's okay to get your shit stolen, right? That is bullshit. Yeah, people need to grow up here and stand up for themselves. Don't put up with other people's shit. Because once you let them do whatever the hell they want, they're gonna keep on riding you like a little bitch. So no, stand up for yourself. Don't let this tranny do things to you. It's just a word of advice. Just telling.
And if you speak up and say too much, you guys will be guaranteed kicked out.
Oh, yeah.
So
you know what, guy? I have an idea. Maybe you should stop being homeless. Clean yourself up. Go get a job and do things like that. Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, if I was a bum, I'd be doing things to get out of that situation. That's just what I would do. Fuck those people.
You're kicked out for saying something when your stuff was stolen from someone you know who did it, who happens to be transgender, and they sent you to the streets.
Yeah, if they, you know, if they take care of it in 3 or 4 days, you know, that doesn't get us food for 3 or 4 days. So that's what I'm trying to explain to them.
So you're not going to eat for 3 or 4 days because you got to wait until that tranny problem gets taken care of? Fuck that shit. Yes, get a job, man. Go work. Go find a way to get out of that situation. Yeah, you and your sister, if you really care for your sister, you'll be finding a way to get the hell out of that situation. You need to man up, become stronger, level up. Yes, being a bum is not good. Being a weak person fucking sucks. Fuck that shit. That's why you need money, so you could become big and strong. Because the way that you're living, that's some weak bullshit. So you better do something or don't. That's your life. You do you, boo.
You need to get it taken care of, but that doesn't take care of this shit now.
Yes, being homeless is so fucking fun, right? This is what you need to do. Fucking what a moron. Yes, don't be homeless. Being weak and broken, then you have people doing stupid shit. Do you want a transsexual to be fucking with you and taking your shit just because? And you can't do nothing about it because you're weak bum? Fuck that. And guess what? When the government collapses, we're all gonna become bums and we're gonna be doing with bullshit like this. Yes, you gotta be fighting trannies, all kinds of weird creatures. Oh man, the future's gonna be so beautiful, right? And we're stuck in the middle. Fucking A. Yes, let's take this transitional time to level up, save your pennies, and get stronger, cause shit's gonna get real. While you guys take care of yourself and each other, well, goodbye, because fucking A.
Irina, I just want you to know when I saw Jesus was in your profile, you were 100% the inspiration for this t-shirt. I hope you have a blessed day. These MAGA Christians who love putting brown people in concentration camps have inspired me to create Camp Mystic merchandise. So God is my everything. Here is the t-shirt you personally helped inspire. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed day.